Hi, Sean. Is it better? Okay. So hi again. My name is Sean, and this talk is going to be about an email client which I started at Google a few years ago. Now, you might ask, why do we actually bother with setting up email clients and starting new ones from scratch? New email clients from scratch. The thing is, I think that Twitter is a particularly fast one, and when I say fast, I really mean it. I mean, we have it written on our website, and whenever a new user comes and tries Twitter for the first time, they were really surprised that it actually happens to be fast. Which is why I would like to show you a quick demo, which I hope is going to work better. Excellent. So what I'm going to do in this demo is, just a very simple benchmark. How much time does it take to open a mailbox which contains something like 500,000 of email messages? And I can tell you a secret, it's going to take 15 seconds, which seems like an eternity when you're standing here. So I'm going to click the mailbox right now, and what you can see on the right is that there is actually some progress going on. The email messages are starting to load, and it's still very slow because all of the caches are actually cold. There is no persistent caching. I disabled it on purpose for this demonstration. And it's also using a debug build of Qt 5, and debug of the client, but it still is pretty fast. So it was a very quick demo. What I can do, I can switch another mailbox. It comes up much more quick. It is when I go back to the original 500,000 email messages thing, it's going to pop up very quickly, something like 2 seconds. So, now you might ask why exactly is it so fast? So the biggest reason is lazy loading, which means that Twitter doesn't actually load anything which is not needed. You can see that new messages start to appear, and everything essentially happens on the fly. That simple flashing, which you can see, is that these are some placeholder messages. Another reason for being so fast is that we delegate doing as much as possible to the IMAP server, which means, for example, if we are searching through the emails, the search is not actually going to happen on your device, but it's all down on the server side, and what you get back is just the result. And of course, everything is cached, which means whenever something was already downloaded, it really won't keep downloading it over and over again. If you open an email which contains a huge attachment, for example, a picture of your friend's kids or whatever, the first thing which Twitter does is asking the server for the structure of the email, and you get back quite a compact data structure, and you see just the textual content of the email, and the attachments are loaded only when needed. There is of course a catch with this, and the catch are called crappy IMAP servers. There are actually two sorts of crappy IMAP servers. The first of them are more or less harmless because if an operation is just slower or takes a little more time or transfers a lot more data, it doesn't really matter. What is a little bit more annoying are IMAP servers which lack some features. For example, this is quite an often requested feature. There is Gmail, which unfortunately doesn't really support email threading or conversations, showing messages and threads. The thing is, Gmail actually does support something very similar, but the catch is they are doing this in non-standard manner. And I mean, it would be really terrific to have a new feature within Trojita which would add support for this thing, but so far nobody's contributed it yet. But we are open for accepting patches. I can show you a couple of numbers or statistics. We started in 2006. We joined KDE in 2012. which is actually, you know, the time where it actually became usable for day-to-day work. And I mean, joining the KDE was quite really a nice experience, especially the Summer of Code and Google Code in competitions or, well, collaboration. Karen Luther, who is sitting right there, right? He's one of our Summer of Code students, and you know, working with all of the new guys was something which I really liked. And so far, more than 70 people has contributed to Trojita, which is quite a nice thing. I'm not including translators because, you know, translations are really in separate repository. And yeah, if we are speaking about the size of the project, these numbers are really, really, you know, something like estimates. And I think that on the complexity scale, we are roughly comparable to either Ocular or Crusader Conversation. Something in between, you know, it really depends on what sort of metric you want to look at. About the roadmap, as you maybe have seen when I showed the user interface, it's sort of simple. And no, that's not a bug, that's a feature. But the thing is, right now we only support a single email account, which is sort of, you know, useless limitation. And so the work which is needed to get rid of this limitation, it's something which is something like a high priority item for us. And you know, but still, lack of time, whatever. I think that all of the technical layers are in place, and, you know, this is just more or less a matter of fixing a couple of UI classes, but, you know, it's still not done. Another thing which we plan to do in the future is integrating the work which another Summer of Code student, Stefan Platz, has done. It's about finally supporting OpenPGP encryption and signed emails. Yeah, and there is the final thing. Maybe some of you might be familiar with the Ubuntu phone thing. So they have an email client which is called Deco, which is based on Trojita. They essentially fork the code base, and I think it would be terrific if we can somehow merge it back, you know, to stay a single project. But I'm not sure whether this is going to ever happen. And yeah, I think this is all that I have. Sorry once again for the huge delay with extra interesting. If we have some time for questions, maybe.
Regarding the support for encryption and signatures and stuff like that, did you end up writing your own stuff again, or did you use Cleopatra and GPG and E+?
It's using what we ended up doing is using QCA, and QCA unfortunately uses the command line interface for GPG, I think.
Why not KDE code?
Well, you know, if there is a choice between a pure Qt library, which is distributed with KDE, which QCA is, which, you know, looked like an obvious first choice. Sorry? Okay, well, yeah, I think it would be possible as well, but, you know, I think, you know, any library is going to work. I mean, maybe I wasn't clear enough. We are using the QCA library, and the QCA library already handles everything which we need. So, yeah, it's essentially just a Qt wrapper around something. Thanks.
Does anyone else have a question? Oh, yeah, so that's...
Now is the time for the applause, right?
Yeah. So do you want to work with us?
Yeah, I think that's great. I mean, I have quite a lot of stuff to take care of in, you know, professional life and personal life, but I think this makes a lot of sense to, I mean, this is quite specifically an on-topic thing for Tokita, and I think it makes a lot of sense. And in fact, I think that, the stuff which was done for the Harmattan port back when, you know, Nokia was still in the game, and also what was done by both us and the Ubuntu guys for Deco, it's actually, you know, brought us quite a long way towards, you know, just making a QML user interface for something. Yeah. So I think it'd be terrific, yeah. I'd be very, very happy to help.